Part 3, Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes and large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magdadero provides updates on the various disputes Lehman Brothers is involved in. Ms. Magdadero relates that in a September 14th filing, the bankruptcy estate of Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. sued J.P. Morgan Chase anew as the defunct investment bank seeks rejection of more than $2.2 billion in derivatives obligations. Lehman names seven other defendants. In the 22-page complaint filed in Manhattan federal court, Lehman said the claims are, quote, overstated, and that they were calculated based on, quote, improper methodologies. The failed bank added that the defendants never supplied supporting documents for the claims. The J.P. Morgan entity's derivatives claims should be reduced or disallowed, Lehman told the court. J.P. Morgan asserts a $2.2 million claim, which stemmed from a derivatives deal with Lehman's special financing unit. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and money owed to Lehman by J.P. Morgan under the derivatives deal. The derivatives claims also feature in Lehman's $8.6 billion lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, filed in 2010. That suit alleges that the New York-based lender helped cause Lehman's bankruptcy by taking collateral for its loans. J.P. Morgan was the main short-term lender to Lehman at the time of its 2008 collapse during the credit crisis. In August, Lehman failed to persuade bankruptcy judge James Peck to revise his ruling on the $8.6 billion suit. The judge refused to reinstate certain claims in the lawsuit, which might have brought creditors hundreds of millions of dollars. He noted that Lehman cannot claim money from J.P. Morgan for securities transactions governed by the so-called Safe Harbor Law. He said Lehman has other ways of obtaining money from J.P. Morgan, such as fighting J.P. Morgan's payment demands. J.P. Morgan has denied causing Lehman's collapse. It loaned Lehman about $70 billion in 2008. In a countersuit, J.P. Morgan is fighting for more than $6.3 billion it says Lehman owes it. After agreeing to give Lehman almost $700 million to settle part of the $8.6 billion suit, J.P. Morgan continues to fight most of Lehman's allegations. In a separate billion-dollar lawsuit involving Barclays PLC, a Lehman trustee continues to argue against the UK-based bank in a Manhattan appeals court. In a brief filed with the appeals court in the last week of September, James Giddens, the liquidating trustee of Lehman's broker unit, argued that there was denial of due process when the broker business was sold to Barclays 1 week after Lehman's bankruptcy filing in September 2008. Mr. Giddens said that the notions of due process were violated because the parties changed material terms without bankruptcy court approval. The Lehman trustee is seeking to overturn a June 2012 ruling by U.S. District Judge Catherine B. Forrest, who concluded that bankruptcy judge James Peck was wrong in requiring Barclays to pay $1.5 billion. Mr. Giddens is also asking the Second Circuit to award him $4 billion in cash, representing so-called margin assets. Mr. Giddens' argument is grounded on a clarification letter making up part of the sale contract. Judge Forrest concluded that the letter amendment unambiguously entitled Barclays to receive billions in cash margin assets, even though the bankruptcy judge was told that Barclays would acquire no cash. Barclays is taking its own appeal, arguing that Judge Forrest erred by not awarding an additional $1.276 billion in the UK bank's favor. The Lehman Holding Company and the brokerage trustee sued Barclays 1 year to the day after bankruptcy. The Lehman Holding Company lost on all its claims against Barclays and ultimately did not appeal. In a related development, around September 25th, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission asked for permission to intervene in Lehman's appeal of the billion-dollar award to Barclays in relation to the Lehman broker unit sale. The SEC asserted in a letter to the Second Circuit that it has the legal right to participate in all cases involving a brokerage that's being liquidated under the Securities Investor Protection Act. The SEC previously sided with the Lehman brokerage in district court, saying that as long as there is a shortfall in what's owed to clients, Barclays has only a conditional claim on as much as $1.3 billion reserved for customers. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.